Bucks versus the Ravens. All right, the Bucks are 3-4 right now. The Ravens are 4-3 right now. Both of them are much needed for a win right now. I believe the Ravens are 1-point favorites for this game. It's funny because the Bucks were favorite yesterday, but now they flipped it. Now the Ravens are favorite, right? So we're going to kick this off with you, Ty, all right, since y'all got a better record. All right. Which team deserves this win? Which team needs this win more? Is it the Ravens or the Bucks?
I say they both need it, but most I say probably be Tampa Bay, because they lose this, they fall down to 3-5. At least if we lose, still 4-4. So, and then also, if they go 3-5, I don't think Tom Brady might retire after that. I don't know. I don't think he wants to stay no more. But he about to get divorced from his wife. Gronkowski done divorced him, so he'd be ready to go.
Awesome. All right, let's kick it to you, Trent.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the Bucks. Obviously, the record stands out, but not only that, coming off of two big losses against Carolina and Pittsburgh, where, you know, that was an easy win. So, you know, the NFL, there are no easy wins, but Bucks were slated as heavy favorites in both those situations. Another tough matchup on a short week against the Ravens. And it doesn't get any easier for the Bucks after this. They got to play the Rams and travel to Germany to play the good Seahawks team right now before the bye week. So 3-5 to go play Los Angeles would be a tough situation for Tampa. Need a big win after two huge letdowns.
All right. So look, the Ravens, I think the Ravens might need us more, only because the Bucks are safe because of the division they play in. That's how I look at it. I mean, y'all biggest competitor probably the Falcons right now, right? Well, the Falcons and the Saints. When you got the Bengals trending up. So that's why I'm thinking, like, maybe the Ravens need this win more than the Bucks. I think the Bucks need this win for their swag, their mojo, momentum for the season. They need that win for that case. But I think even the Bucks could probably make the playoffs at 9-8 this year. Where the Ravens, they're not going to be able to do that, because the AFC is much tougher than the NFC right now. All right, so both of y'all go with the Bucks. All right, cool. So let's go to our next question. All right, so look. Now, X factors. It's always, of course, you got the stars. You got Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady and Mark Andrews, Mike Evans, right? So you got the stars that we know most likely will show up. But who would be the X factors, right? The X factors for these games that, like, you know, I'm not going to say role player because this is the NFL, but, you know, that guy that is not consistent all the time but will be a key person for this. Not necessarily the person, it could be the defensive line. Like, what would be the X factor? Let's start with you, Trent. As far as the Bucks, who do you think would be the big X factor for this game?
Yeah, well, to your point, when Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson are playing, it's kind of hard to pick another X factor. But in this situation tonight, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pass rush, mostly highlighted by Shaq Barrett. Reason being is you're looking at a guy who's had 18.5 sacks and 10 sacks in two of his last three seasons and only has two on the season this year. And that's in one game. So with a banged up secondary, Tampa's missing four of their starting six. So if there's no pressure on Lamar, that's just going to be a rough night for Tampa. We've seen them struggle with running quarterbacks these last 2 weeks and jump right into Lamar on a short week. So if we're not getting, if Lamar just has all time to sit back there and throw over top or get out in space and break contain, it could be a long night for the Bucks. The Bucks defense.
I agree. Yeah, y'all are banged up. Y'all are banged up today. All right. Steelers killer.
X factor. I say two. We have two X factors. I say Gus Edwards, because we're gonna need to run the ball against him, because Tampa Bay has a good passing defense. They're still top five, even though they got people hurt. They're still top five. Then also Mark Andrews, because he had a bad game last game. So we got to show up this game.
Yeah. The Bucs got a good rush defense, too.
They in the middle. Rush defense.
But it struggled this year in comparison to previous years.
Compared to other years, they were killing and running the game. But this year, they're like in the middle somewhere, like 15 or something like that.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, they did get tossed by Carolina last, especially by Foreman. Foreman was eating them up last week. All right. So okay. So the pass. So you saying the pass rush, and you said Mark Andrews, and what was your first
Gus,
one, Ty?
Gus Edwards, our running back.
Gus Edwards. Yeah, he's. It's funny because both of them are hurt. They both came in this game questionable, but they both active this game. So you got two wounded people being the X factor this game.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so look, I know a lot of people bet, a lot of people out there on FanDuel, DraftKings, you know, whatever other site you on. I use FanDuel, right? Personally, I'm no bet expert, so don't be coming to me for no advice. All right, I haven't won a lot myself. So, but Lamar Jackson, believe it or not, I saw this today. Lamar Jackson so far has outrushed the whole Buccaneers team this year so far. All right. He's actually fifth in rushing this year, like far as like everybody. And I think he's about to be fifth all time as far as QBs. He needs like he could break that this game. And he's actually number one all time with rushing yards per game for a QB. So his over and under in rushing is 62.5. But then you got Tom Brady. We know about him. He got all the passing records. Last year, he broke all the records passing last year, like as far as yards and attempts. But this year, they've been very pass heavy. But his yards per pass has dropped, I believe, right? Especially last game. It was like 5.8 or something like that. So which one is more likely to happen? Tom Brady going over 277 yards or Lamar passing? Or Lamar Jackson going over 62 rushing yards. Let's start with you, Ty.
Let's see. I think both gonna happen, but most likely it's gonna happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I think both gonna happen because one, their rush defense allows over 100 yards a game. So I know most of our yards come from Lamar anyway, so he get over 62 easily. But then our defense allows over 260 some yards a game. So that's gonna be the easiest one. But yes, I say Tom Brady getting over 270. It's gonna be easy because our defense in last half of the game just allows anything. So
somebody in the comments said Jackson over 62 rushing yards. Okay, all right,
cool. They both
you talking about Lamar or Deshaun? Because they got Deshaun. All right, is he playing? I didn't see that. He's playing, right?
I don't know.
I didn't even check on that. I forgot y'all signed.
I don't know.
All right, so Trent, talk to me. Which one is more likely to happen, Lamar or Brady?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Ty in the sense that both are going to go over, but which is more likely, I'm going to go with the Lamar rushing, just for the sole fact that the Bucs passing offense is still averaging around the 260 mark, so 270 would be over that for a number. And Lamar can just break contain, and that 60 rushing yards could happen in one play. So, I mean, it's just a matter. It's really just a matter of value at that point. I do think, you know, the Ravens secondary has been a sieve so far this year, but the Bucs offense has been nothing to write home about, as we've been chatting about here in the last few minutes. So both are going over, but Lamar's rushing is a safer bet for me.
All right, cool. So the good thing about Brady, he got his weapons. He got Godwin, healthy, he's here. Mike Evans, healthy here. And Julio is playing. And the few games that Julio actually played, he's been targeted a good amount of times. And it's been good for Brady. So, like, I agree with y'all. I think both will happen myself. And Lamar is always tricky because Lamar can get this every game. But if you watch Lamar, your man, I mean – I think he's trying to prove he's a pocket passer. Like, he has so many opportunities he can run the ball, and he be sitting in that pocket. So that's that. All right. So speaking of these quarterbacks, which quarterback will have the bigger day? All right. And let's start with you, Trent. Which quarterback you picking?
Yeah. As much as I want to say Tom here, I'm just going to have to go with Lamar due to the fact that we're so beat up on defense. And his ability to get it done with his legs is obviously a huge asset. So, you know, from a stat standpoint, I think this is a easier game for Lamar to stuff the sheet. The result we'll talk about here in a minute or so. But I think from a yard standpoint and a just overall success standpoint, Lamar is in a better situation to succeed tonight.
All Mm-hmm. All right, Ty.
I agree, Lamar, because one, Lamar can get over 80 yards rushing today. He probably can get over 200 yards passing also because he had a bad game last game. So I get him, see him getting at least like close to 300 yards total this game.
Well, from the passing yard standpoint, he hasn't been good all year.
I know, but he's gonna get it today. Trust me.
You think so?
Trust me.
You know, I mean,
it's prime time. He has to.
It's prime. I mean, it was prime time against the Bengals too.
I know. Shut up.
It's Bengals. It was prime time last year against the Browns. We threw five interceptions. It was prime time against the Dolphins last year too. I mean, prime time against the Raiders last year. I mean, prime time doesn't tell me a lot about Lamar. So, you know, Lamar is like a.
Try to get a contract though. He has to. He has to. Or he ain't getting it.
Because it's last few games. I mean, I look at it. This is terrible. His last five games, he only had two games he went over 200 yards. And one game was 210, one game was 218.
I put my money on it.
You put, okay, FanDuel. All right, yeah. So, okay, me personally, Joe?
I was going to say the one thing I will say about the rushing for Lamar is I'd be really shocked if Todd Bowles went back and looked at the film and is going to let him go out there and attempt to run all over us. I think making Lamar throw the ball is the only way the Bucs have a chance to even stay in the game tonight.
Exactly. And I agree. I think Tom Brady going to have a big game today. I'll be honest with you. First of all, they pass heavy, which is the weakness of our defense. Right. So, and they got three playmakers. And y'all don't, I mean, I like Humphrey. I like Humphrey, but Marcus Peters, hit or miss. But we talking about three elite receivers, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Julio Jones.
But No Gronk, though. He's terrible. He's terrible.
Gronk would have been guarded by Humphrey. We talking about Marcus Peters. I mean,
but no Gronk.
I think he's not going to have a good day today.
He's terrible.
Who Peters?
No, Tom Brady's terrible without Gronk. He's
pretty average. Okay. Yeah. Well, Mike Evans did say he missed Gronk. He said he missed Gronk. And I think it's because of the locker room more so than his play on the field. You know,
I think it's both.
I mean, of course it's both. I said more so, I think, locker room. I think he said what?
He don't miss AB.
Yeah. And you know, he can.
Nobody does.
Yeah. AB is just, you know, the president of Don the Sports, right? Right. But anyway, that's another subject.
Yeah.
No all problem. Right. So let's go to the next one. All right. Oh, you know what? I think this car reaching out to me. All right. Oh, I never sent him the link. Oh, I thought I did.
Jeez. Yeah. Now we get double team.
I think I did send it to him. It's on IG. He didn't look on IG. All right, so the next question we got, all right? Well, for this next question, for those who just came on, make sure y'all hit that like button, all right? If you haven't hit the like button, hit the like button. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, all right? Send this video to somebody I know personally so they can come on and watch live with us. And use that comment section. We see all the comments. You see on they get Carl on. You got an encore for Carl? Carl, all right, let's get Carl to get on, man. Make sure Carl come on. All right, so Carl, oh yeah, Trent. Every year we do. Well, we only had 1 year so far, but we do like awards and NFL analysts, NBA analysts, duo analysts. Carl won the NFL analyst last year, so he's like a people like to hear him talk. I guess. All right, so that's that. So I think I send it to him. Let me see. Let me make sure I get this to the Carl, y'all, real quick. All right. Oh, I didn't send it to him. My bad, Carl. I'm sorry, man. All right. There we go. He said, no, I didn't get it. All right, here we go. All right, send it to him. He's going to be on like 1 minute. All right, so look, the next question we got. All right, so straight up question, based, not straight up, but this should be like a more detailed one, I believe. So keys to success. All right, I'm coming for that. I see you, Tomo. I'm coming for that award. All right, Carl. Well, come on, look at this. So, keys to success. We're going to start with you, Ty. What are the keys to success. I know y'all touched on some of it. Keys to success for the Ravens to win this game.
Play defense the whole game. It's just that easy. The Ravens is all we got to do. Any game we play defense the whole game, we'd have won every game.
It's true. You look at
so, that's the key right there. That's all we got to do. If we do that, we win easily.
Oh, how about this? How about y'all offense don't stall out at the end of the game? How about that one?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's my problem,
bro. Yeah, because our play calling is terrible in the second half on offense. So, yeah. We need better play calling. There we go. Better play calling.
But we don't understand. When y'all say play calling, don't you got the same play call since Lamar been in the league?
Nah.
Greg Roman, what's the Greg Roman y'all play call it when he won MVP? I think he was, yeah. Y'all had Greg Roman Greg Roman been our play caller for a while now.
I never liked him anyway, so it don't matter.
So maybe Lamar need to play better in the fourth quarter.
Nah, play calling. We need to run the ball. We're in the lead, we need to run the ball. He still got us passing the ball.
Why? That's a good point. That's a good point right there.
Why?
Okay. Just don't throw an interception in the back of the end zone or fumble.
Just run the ball.
All right, Trent, talk to me. What's y'all keys to success to winning?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to piggyback right off of running the ball. The numbers speak for themselves. We've been absolutely atrocious running the ball this year. And just really establishing the run early and setting the tone early. Tampa Bay is still looking for their first touchdown in the first quarter this season. So, it's been rough. So last week you have that wide open bomb to Mike Evans across the middle and he drops it. And, you know, that's a tone setter that kills it. So just getting out there early, not playing from behind. I mean, the loss to the Chiefs this year, we fumbled the opening kickoff. We've just been playing from behind the entire season. So getting an early lead and then just not breaking on defense. We've touched on the injuries in the secondary. But some big plays are going to happen. The explosiveness of Lamar Jackson is valuable. But just being able to score early and don't break on defense are my two keys to the game.
Yeah, that Mike Evans drop killed me on fantasy, by the way, Trent. Like, you need to talk to your boy Mike Evans to catch the ball next time.
All right. Raph was asking him for an autograph and everything after, so something was up.
Yeah, I saw that. And then they tried to say, nah, he wasn't signing the autograph. I saw the referee, he hammered the football and then or something, and then he tried to look away. I'm like, nah, we saw that. We saw that referee. So yeah, so and then with y'all, you right about y'all run game. Oh, we got Carl right here. Here we go.
Yeah, there's Cam. It's
2022.
There's
Cam. Yo, what up?
What's up, Carl? What's up? Yeah, cause I like that. That's y'all issue. I think y'all not disciplined with the run. Y'all so pass heavy, you know. And before I get to Carl, why do you think that's so though? Like I be watching, cause I think that's y'all problem and Green Bay's problem. It's too pass heavy. When both of y'all got feature running backs, good running backs, but I feel like they run the ball and then, you know, they get 2 yards there, 3 yards there, and it is thrown in the trash. And the only time they run the ball, because, you know, Tom Brady, 45, you know, they don't want him to break his arm. So to rest his arm, they hand the ball off a few times. So why is that you think they're not running the ball that much? Oh, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. Yeah, try like dropping off because like your connection kind of off too. Try like coming out and come back in. And I'm gonna just get Carl keys to success right now. All right, Carl.
Yes, sir.
You were getting an encore in the chat. They were like, Carl. They're begging for you to come on the show.
Man, right? work.
So I know you came on pretty on the back end. So we're going to pick up where we left off, and we left off with the keys to success. All right. So talk to us about yours.
All right. So my keys to success, we have to be able to run the ball. Obviously, the Ravens with Lamar have been a prime run team. So I feel like we have to establish a run against the Buccaneers defense. The run opens up play action. They're down a couple corners. Carlton Davis, I believe, is out. Rashad Bateman has to take advantage of the fact that he's out. Devin Duvernay has to also step up. I feel like my offensive X factor is exactly Devin Duvernay. I didn't like what I saw from Mark Andrews from the one workout video I saw on Twitter. He looked gimpy still. So Isaiah likely is going to have to step up. Now, who's to say, was he really giving it full go? Was he just trying something? Maybe he was trying to put his knee in, like, susceptible positions to see how his knee felt in those positions to see if he was going or not. Who knows? It was, like, a 15-second clip. So we can establish the run to open the play action to allow our guys like Devin Duvernay, Rashad Bateman to get in open field, win one-on-one coverages, get the ball in the open field to score. I think those are keys on offense. Defensively, we have to – I say defensively, blitz the statue. Brady's a statue. Yes, he has good footwork to, you know, avoid the rush in the pocket, but he's not getting outside the pocket. So I say we blitz him, but we have to disguise it, which the Ravens are normally good at, disguising coverages. I want to see more Pepe Williams. I don't want to see a lot of Brandon Stevens as usual. And also, I feel like Kyle Hamilton has to be used more as a free safety. I like Geno Stone, but you took Kyle Hamilton 14th overall. Let's go, bro. It's time to step up.
All right, cool. All right. Yeah, there it is. We can hear you now. All right. So you go ahead and answer the question.
So I was just, I'm not sure where I got cut off, but I was just saying, I think it's really been the inability to. Buccaneers fans have been frustrated with Byron Leftwich as a play caller this year in general. I think, to your point, trying to run the ball on first down has been an emphasis point, but they've just been very unsuccessful with the new interior lineman that the Bucs have. One being a left guard rookie who's not playing tonight, Gadecki, he'll be out. So just there's been a lot. I mean, first down, you try to run the ball, you don't get the necessary yardage. You put yourself in an awkward second down situation. Brady throws an incompletion, and then it's third and 10, just like that. So really not being effective on first down, I think, has been the killer for the Bucs' run offense.
All right, yeah.
And I wouldn't know this. I don't know the stat for sure, but the Bucs are.
You said the Bucs are what?
I think he cut out. Go ahead. He's cutting out again.
All right, cut out again. I think he brought us any last in Russian. Yeah, he called out again. All right, cool. Tonight likely is going to show. Oh, likely. All right, cool. What are you talking about? All right, cool. So that's that. Now, last question. Who wins? Matter of fact, we'll get the last question. Carl and Ty. Like I asked them about the Russian attack. All right. Let me talk to y'all about Lamar in the fourth quarter.
He's been bad. We already know. Yeah, we know.
He's been bad. So, like, talk to me. What's up? I mean, is it – Ty says a play calling. All right. So, and you can confirm – When Lamar won MVP, Greg Roman was your OC, right?
Was he?
I can't remember.
Somebody in the chat, find out who was the OC for the Ravens.
I don't think it was Greg Roman. I do.
What year did he get it again?
2019, but I can't remember
He was.
All right.
I can't remember. I can't remember the gap between Cam Cameron and Greg Roman.
Yeah, I got it.
He got there 2019, I think.
Yeah, we got you, Trent. Now, you about to say something. You said you saw a stat about the Bucs.
I was trying to say that we're one of the least effective on third and one in the NFL.
Oh. On third and one? Dang. I saw that y'all ran it. It was like third and one. I guess the Panthers, y'all ran it, didn't get it, and it was fourth and two, and y'all ran it again, and y'all didn't get it. I was surprised y'all ran it twice like that. I was like, what? All right. And what you said about Leftwich, I think that it's Tom Brady. Like, not saying he's like he's over aggressive with the play call. Like he's like, this is what I want to run. But I think that they're feeding to more of what Brady wants, right? Because he wants to throw the ball. Because obviously, if you're a quarterback, you trust yourself more than anything else. So you want the ball in your hands every single time. That is how it is. So I think that they just need to come to a game plan that's best for the team. You know, and in any football team, you got to run the ball. And that was a Chiefs problem for a while, even with the Andy Reid team. Andy Reid always is trying to establish a run to open up the pass. So I think if y'all don't fix that issue, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season, even with the Saints behind y'all. That's not a threat for real. But all right, so talk to me, Lamar, Ravens fans, talk to me about this Lamar fourth quarter. I mean, is he going to pick it up? What's the reason why? Is it really Lamar is not playing well? Is it a play calling? Talk to me about the fourth quarter struggles.
So me personally, I think it's a mixture of Lamar not playing well and maybe a little bit of conservativeness in the fourth quarter being up so much.
Great.
I know my gripe with the Ravens for a long time is that we get way too conservative, way too early. We don't keep our foot on their necks. We don't keep taking shots down the field, or we don't do what we do to that guide us to lead. We'll, you know, become more predictable in the fourth quarter because now teams are like, okay, they're trying to sort the game away, run, pass, stuff like that. Teams catch on. You can't do that. Then this defense is going to break it down. So now you go from playing keep away to catch up, and now you're panicking or you're pressing, and it just gets worse. So that's my little spiel on why.
Mm-hmm. Ty, you got something, or is it play calling? How you said that earlier?
I say play calling, and then some of I say it's Lamar. I think he's probably in his own head because he's trying to get that money. That's I think probably, like, he says he's not thinking about the money, but trust me, he probably thinking about that money.
Of course he is.
Yeah,
so I agree too. I do think he's trying to prove too hard that he is a pocket passer. Because again, like you said, every times I'd be watching Lamar, I'd be like, Lamar, go run. Why are you still in the pocket? Go.
Yeah, man. So we'll see. All right, last question: who wins in the final score? All right, so we're gonna do Carl, Trent, then Ty.
So I have the Ravens winning because if I have them actually being really aggressive on defense tonight because of the interior line being so banged up and Brady being so slow. I want to say the final score is going to be something along the lines of 23-17. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Trent?
Well, I can't be a guest and hop on one of the best shows out there and not pick my boys. So I'm going to have to go with the Bucks 23-21. I do think it's going to be a close game. That 1.5-2 spread's been floating around, I think, all day for a reason. Really banged up on defense. Banged up on offense, but Brady has just got to figure a way to get it done. We hear about his greatness and his airness, so this is the time to do it because Tampa Bay's season could really go south if they drop to 3-5 and 3-6 next week.
All right.
Hey, Tom, what about your quarterback?
What's up?
Oh, you're talking about the guy in the comments. That was Jack New listening to a running game. That's a Cowboy fan in the comments. And Kevin, I did say Andy Reid likes to set up the run. I mean, right? I said that, right? He runs the ball.
Yeah,
you did.
All right,
cool. Maybe you got like a little, what you call it? Like I don't know, your audio might be messed up in your computer or your phone. Make sure your headphone is tripping. Make sure you fix that, Kevin. All right. All right, Ty.
It's a Thursday night game, so either going to be a terrible game, which is going to be a good game. I'm going to go with probably it's going to be a terrible game because it's Thursday night. I might not even watch it. I don't know. I think it's going to be like probably about, say, 13-6.
Hey, you know what's funny? I didn't think about this being Thursday night.
Yeah, it's Thursday night. Nah, but it's a good game or terrible.
The Cardinals and the Saints, 42-35, right?
I think the Cardinals won by 2 touchdowns, I thought.
I don't know, but they scored 42 points. So,
yeah, but that wasn't really a good game. It was. I don't know how to explain it, but it wasn't a good game.
Yeah, look, I know. Listen, just don't talk about Thursday night. Whatever. All right, just keep moving. All right. Look, the Broncos and Colts game was the worst Thursday night game so far.
I still might disagree with you, Joe. I'm sorry.
I'm a Commander fan, just in case you didn't know. All right, so we had a terrible Thursday night game, you know. So.
Worst.
I actually went to the bar and watched that, and a guy walked in. He don't know I'm a Commander fan. We drove the ball all the way downfield, get the field goal. He was like, that's like, you know they trash. They went all the way downfield and get the field goal. I'm like, I'm right here. Like, you talking about right in my face. Right? In my face. But I'm going with Brady in the Bucs. I'm picking Brady in the Bucs. I'm going with the Bucs. I think this is the game when they're going to turn around. And be honest with y'all, outside of the Chiefs game, when y'all went for a fourth down, in the Browns game with Lamar Porter, Paul Pierce, I don't remember y'all having a good, good prime time game for real. All it's right, Colts. The Colts. Oh yeah, the Colts. Yeah, it was. Yeah, the Colts. You know, but like I said, that was Carson Wentz, right?
The Chargers.
The Chargers. When was this?
Lamar rookie year.
Come on, I'm talking about this year and last year.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying, like, I can pull the prime time games out.
I mean, of course, the Rams were prime time. We do five touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, he got some prime time games, but recently he hasn't been good.
Prime time team either, though.
I was about to say the Patriots against Brady 2 years ago or 3 years ago. We burnt Brady up in New England.
Oh, yeah, he did. They had a terrible team that year. I remember Lamar looking terrible against the Dolphins prime time. Against the Bengals this year, he didn't look too good. And against the Browns last year, he threw like five interceptions, right?
Four. Browns, yeah.
All right. So defense, I think, and then beyond with you, I think the Bucs defense will step up today. I think because they've been underachieving like crazy. All right. Especially my man Shaq. You know, I mean, I can't recognize my man right now. So I think they're going to step up today. And I'm picking the Bucs. And I'm going to go with more like a 27-21. Nah, y'all got Justin Tuck. Y'all gonna kick some field goals.
They say Justin Tucker. Don't disrespect my man.
My bad. 27. Let's say 27-24. Let's do that. All right, I got the Bucs.
Justin Tucker. All right.
Yeah, he is. He automatic, and it'd be right down the middle too every time. Like,
dang. I don't think you heard what I said.
What you say? You say you're a DN.
I said Justin Tuck is a DN.
Oh, Justin Tuck from the Giants. Yeah, I know. I know who he is. All right, so. Let's go. Last thing, like we always do, final words for y'all squads. All right, your fans are listening. Give them some hope for the rest of the season. Because both of y'all, I mean, the Bucs lost two games in a row, and I don't think y'all won two games straight yet. Carl, have y'all?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Win, loss.
No, we was undefeated going into the Dolphins game, I thought. Yeah, that was our first loss to the Dolphins. We were 2-0.
Okay. So y'all lost two games straight then.
The Dolphins and the Bills. We beat the Jets and the Patriots. No.
No, that was the Patriots after the Dolphins.
Was the Dolphins week two and then the Patriots week three? That might have been what it was. It might have been Jets, Dolphins, Patriots. Yeah. Patriots, Bills.
Straight out.
Yep.
First few games. Bengals. All right, so yep. This will be the first time y'all will win two games if y'all win today. And then the Bucs win today. They'll break their losing streak. So talk to y'all squad, same order, Carl, Trent, Ty.
Well, Ravens Nation, we've been going through a lot lately, dog. I mean, blown leads, holding leads all game. We're only trailing for like 2 minutes in like seven games and still losing. It hurts. Come on, Ravens, we need y'all. But and Lamar, I still trust. I'm not hopping off the bandwagon. We still feel like pay Lamar, all that. So we just got to believe. I forgot who we play after this, but let's win this game. Let's do what we normally do against Brady. On to the next.
Let's get it. All right, Trent, talk to the Bucs.
Bucs Nation. I mean, the only way is up. I don't think you can get worse than losing to the Steelers and the Panthers. So you gotta go out here and banged up on defense off a short week. But you got to turn it around, and hopefully our quarterback, you know, he's got seven rings for a reason. Hopefully he figures it out. And, you know, like I said, we're still first place in the division. If we lose tonight, we are benefiting from the fact of being in a poor division, but we can't be leaking into the playoffs at 9-8. We got to set the tone. We weren't this bad, but we were in a similar situation the year we won the Super Bowl. We won 8 straight. So anything is possible. We just got to keep the faith. So go Bucs, baby.
I remember that. Y'all were down by 21 against the Falcons and then tore some in the second half and won the winning streak. I remember that. That's true. And what you the Steelers and Panthers jab is kind of somewhat accurate. That's can he pick it? And who's that guy name that playing the PJ Walker?
PBS. Well, the Steelers game would have probably been better for us if they would have kept Kent. Trubisky actually ended up coming in.
Yes, right. And made some plays too. It's funny.
So got both sides. Funny.
All right, Ty. Talk to your nation.
All right, Ravens Nation. I say don't worry. I think Lamar, he'll be Lamar like after this game. We're gonna do kind of right in this game, but then after this game, we'll be all right because he has to, because he's trying to get his money. Hopefully he get the check before the season over so he can start playing really. And other than that, we can't lose it, but we lose to the Bucks. I see us going downhill, but if we win, I see us going uphill.
Dang. He said downhill?
It could be worse. Yeah. It could be 2-5. Buck out.
Hey, we 3-4. So
that 2-5 knows who he is.
I know who you're talking about. you saw Ty name is showing up. His name is
Steelix. I had to show him on my way home from work.
All right, cool. So look, make sure y'all like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share it. Once we end this live, you'll be able to watch it again on YouTube. So share it with somebody so they can watch it again. Enjoy this game, y'all. I appreciate y'all for using the comment section. Y'all were live in the comments. Y'all were going, look, y'all talking crazy in these comments, right? All right. So y'all really good in these comments. I appreciate that. We appreciate that. And we see them all right? And enjoy the rest of the, it's not rest of the show. Enjoy the game tonight. Like I said, I got the Bucks. It's a split 2-2. And we'll see who wins, all right? So that's all we have for y'all today. And we'll see y'all next episode.
Southern Miss one.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.